www.thebeatsonline.com. Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony. Just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
We lowered her fever. You raised her spirits. We took away her earache. You kept the midnight watch. We reduced his teething pain. You turn up his smile. Infant's Tylenol reduces fever and pain while being gentle on the tummy. But for everything we do, we know you do so much more.
Everything they do.
Infant's Tylenol.
Infant's Tylenol, my aspirin. Oh, good Lord. What a way to start out. Thank you for that. That is not an officially sanctioned or endorsed commercial on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but
get that commercial off this show. Jesus.
Yes. What we wanted to play for you was, in fact, yes, acetaminophen promoted under the brand name Tylenol. As we start off today's Robert Scott Bell Show, why would we want to do that? Well, to point out what should be patently obvious to anybody with a medical degree, that acetaminophen is liver toxic. Now, if you gave acetaminophen along with a vaccination, you could think, that might be not such a good idea, yet it is common knowledge, common practice, I should say, in these United States with these licensed shills for the pharmaceutical industrial complex called pediatricians. They almost by extension of their fingers and hands writing out prescriptions for Tylenol like they're candy for kids following vaccination, even prophylactically. Could it be, though, that people are getting and catching on to this? Here's the headline. Is acetaminophen behind the autism epidemic? OTC meds given to prevent fever after vaccines may be a culprit. This is stunning, stunning science we're revealing today on the air. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
That was not a rhetorical question.
Do they have to redo that commercial now with the nice music? You know, you gave him Tylenol for his fever. We gave him autism.
Yeah, that would be more accurate. You gave him Tylenol for his fever. We gave him liver congestion, dangerous levels of liver congestion, so he could not methylate mercury coming in with the vaccines. So we are going to talk about this and a whole lot more. We got the Thinking Moms Revolution back on the Robert Scott Bell Show today, executive director, and she's going to be joining us. Who's going to be joining us, Super Don?
That would be Helen Conroy, just here in
Helen
a few minutes.
Helen Conroy. Yeah, and Kim Ritchie Spencer said I should go easy on Helen Conroy. I don't know. Why would she say
go
that?
Easy.
We loved it. Yeah.
What are you going to do?
When are we ever hard on the thinking moms? They're wonderful. They're super moms. We love them. Anyway,
don't be mean.
Yeah, she was being just funny because we tend to be very gentle and kind and loving to our thinking moms out there. So thank you to all of you for all you do. We'll get to that. They've got a new launch of, I think, a 501c3 version of the Thinking Moms. We're going to talk about their next projects, including We'll All Be Together at Autism One in Chicago in May, along with Dr. Batar and hopefully Super Don, too. We're going to see about putting that together. Looks like it's coming together. What else we got today on tap? You can be on tap. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 if you want to be part of the radio show today. The next couple of hours, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com and our affiliates through our syndicator, Genesis Communications, that's GCN. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. But here's the big revelation. This is huge news. Tylenol, which is something I've spoken out against for many years here. In fact, do you remember, Super Don, were you on the board when we were with Talk Radio Network and they aired a Tylenol commercial in my show? I mean, not like...
You know what? That was that actually was, I think, sometime... Just shortly before you and I started working together.
Okay.
But I certainly heard the story.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. I was like, oh, no. You can put stuff in there, but don't you dare be putting liver toxic poisons during my show. You want to run it else? And that was the one time I raised a big stink out of something that they were getting paid for. I don't think I was getting paid for it, but even if I was, that would be toxic drug money. Now, this is the case here today. Same thing. We played it not to endorse it. We played it just to give you the highlights of how they are promoting the use of it for babies, something so dangerous. Now, there's a study that was done recently by Dr. William Shaw. He has supervised departments in endocrinology, nutritional biochemistry, toxicology, and immunology at the CDC. And he's hypothesizing that the increased rate of autism, as well as rising rates of asthma and attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, may be caused by an increased use of acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol. Now, he didn't wade into the controversy of vaccines, but I will do that, as we are wont to do here. But this is really fascinating, as he observed the distinct difference between the vaccination, let's say, what do you do with a vaccine in America? And I hinted at that earlier. What do you do with a vaccination, for instance, in Cuba? Now, Cuba is interesting because they have compulsory vaccination. They don't give you religious exemptions or philosophical or anything. And they have a vaccine rate that leads the world, I believe, at 99.7%.
Nearly 100%.
Nearly 100%. Now, how much in terms of autism, how do we say it? How much percentage less or fewer cases of
actually,
autism?
Actually, the way it works out, according to this study, the prevalence of autism in Cuba is 298 times lower than the United States.
Okay. So, all right, let's think about this for a moment. Boys and girls, put on your thinking caps. Take out the Tylenol, discard it. Don't give it to your kids or babies. In Cuba, they have a higher rate of vaccination, but 298 times less autism. Now, this is not to take vaccines off the hook at all, at least on this show when we talk about it. Of course, they're going to try and use this to say, see, maybe it's not the vaccines, because look at how percentage-wise they're blanketing Cuba with vaccinations. But in fact, it's this other factor, which I agree with. It's a significant factor here. The use of Tylenol to suppress fever. Now, a number of mechanisms it has in the body, but primary among the mechanisms is its action, whether you want it or not, on the function of the liver. It suppresses the production of glutathione, for instance. And, of course, by suppressing fever production, you are actively suppressing immune responses. Responses by the body to bind toxicological insults and assaults, or even microbiological ones. And in doing so, you absolutely stop the body's ability to bind and detoxify from these injected elements coming from a vaccine. Now, in Cuba, they are not routinely or at all, in fact, giving Tylenol because it's not approved for use there.
Not even over the counter.
Yeah, not even over the counter. And I'm telling you, if Tylenol were up or acetaminophen were up for approval as a new drug in America, the FDA would be hard-pressed to approve it because, as we've said, it's the number one reason Americans check in to the emergency room with liver failure, the use of that ingredient, acetaminophen. So what we're saying here is that because modern Americanus bubicanus, both dadus and mamas, right, have followed doctor's orders for now a few generations in prescribing Tylenol for their children for anything and everything fever-related, and since they know there's a lot of febrile responses, heat responses, fever responses in children being vaccinated, it's become almost automatic for the bubis pediatrician canis to say, take Tylenol, go ahead and take it 5 days before, take it 5 days after. And in the meantime, the last vestige of defense a child has when being injected with toxic poisons and medicaments, you know, include mercury, aluminum, and other things, that liver is depressed and deflated and defunctionalized. And so these children can no longer, and you know what they do then, of course, what do the vaccine apologists say? It's a genetic disorder. It's an inability to methylate, which we might agree that there's a methylation, a pathway that is compromised. But is it genetic or is it induced by Tylenol? Is it induced by acetaminophen? Is it iatrogenic? It is indeed. Could you find that there's a small percentage that don't methylate? Yes, we do know that. We've covered that here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But what we're saying is here, even if you don't have this predisposition or genetic mutation, something that is genetic to say we can't methylate, you are manifesting that very same response or lack of response via the use of this over-the-counter fever-reducing remedy. Which is why we here on the Robert Scott Bell Show absolutely ban acetaminophen and Tylenol. All the time, anytime, every time. And we embrace the use of homeopathic medicine. How many times have I said to parents, you've got, if you're going to vaccinate, obviously we'd rather have you not, but it's not your kid's not mine. You have to decide this for yourself. If you do, you better have the homeopathic remedies for vaccinosis at the ready. In fact, if you want to take something prior to, during, and after, real prophylaxis that will not harm liver function or detoxification pathways, you will get on something like the King Bio, vaccine relief formulas that include the use of homeopathic Thuja occidentalis, homeopathic Cilicia. We can deal with homeopathically with children's fevers, with belladonna. We can use phosphorus, ferrum phosphoricum. There are so many ways to go that would never, never would you ever have to reach for a Tylenol. Yet our country has been dumbed down to such a degree, and unfortunately, the children are the canaries, as we've talked about. I was a canary in the coal mine in my generation, but they've become, it's exploded with the vaccine-induced, Tylenol-assisted autism epidemic. So that's what we're going to say, vaccine-induced, Tylenol-assisted. And a lot of the damage, as we've talked about, happens in the gastrointestinal tract. And they say, it's gentle on your stomach. Well, how good is that when it destroys your liver and guarantees some form of a diagnosis within the autism spectrum? Give us a call, 866-939-2355. You want to chime in on this discussion? We've got the Thinking Moms Revolution coming up. Helen Conroy, what is TMR up to? What are we going to do together in Autism 1? We're going to find out. Also, Passing Gas 101.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we're talking the Tylenol link to autism in conjunction with vaccination. Cuba, they don't use Tylenol. They have a ridiculously lower, let's say, if we cross-compare American children to U.S. children, 298 times lower frequency of autism diagnosed in Cuba. And don't tell me it's because they don't know how to diagnose it. That ain't going to fly here. Of course, the CDC says, you know, up 30% last 2 years. Why? Well, we're better at diagnosing. What does that tell you about doctors? You should be embarrassed if you follow this as a medical physician and claim that there's no relationship here. And the Tylenol connection, as I've discussed briefly, the liver toxicity, the destruction of glutathione production, and other things. Super Don, did that make any sense last segment there?
It did, and you know I find it interesting that all this time we're prescribing acetaminophen to kids just like it's just a regular procedure, and they've got all these great commercials, touchy feely commercials from Tylenol,
right.
How infant Tylenol is a great thing. But it's interesting in the study what they found was that the acetaminophen had an effect on a particular enzyme that normally would be produced, and by suppressing or eliminating that enzyme, the brain had to recompensate for the loss of that by creating a chemical that then makes the child more susceptible to other environmental factors that it may have had a protection from,
right,
had they not been the acetaminophen. And for a long time, you know, everybody's trying to put their finger on autism's caused by this. Well, no, it's caused by this. And they're finding connections from all these other environmental factors.
Mm-hmm.
We find out, well, maybe it's because the acetaminophen is causing the child to be more susceptible to all of this range of environmental factors. So it's kind of a light bulb going on, I think, for a lot of people when they see this.
It puts the vaccine toxins, vaccine ingredients on proverbial steroids, because you're basically, you know, disabling the protective mechanisms that are involved in, you know, toxic assaults and what the body is supposed to do in response. So this is a big, big, big breakthrough in terms of understanding. It doesn't take vaccines off the hook. It just puts the medical physicians in America, pediatricians in particular, more on the hook for, you know, malpractice would be an understatement. But joining us now, we want some good news, too. The Thinking Moms have got together. They started the Thinking Moms Revolution. We've featured a number of them over the years here since we met them at Autism One a few years back. And they've got a new venture that's just starting, and we're welcoming the executive director for the Thinking Moms Revolution, Helen Conroy. You're on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here, Helen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's a pretty auspicious day. I mean, we are uncovering more and more of causative factors in this horrible disaster known as autism. And you gals have been working on this for a long time as well, not only raising awareness legitimately, but preventing this from happening, and also opening eyes and ears and hearts and minds to options once children have been damaged to help undo that damage.
Yes, that's really where our focus lies, is making sure that these people that are isolated in all different communities that don't have maybe a local group to go to know that there is hope, and that, you know, recovery is real and possible for their child, and that there are avenues they can go down, and there are, you know, stories they can read. We love people to share their own stories. It kind of validates what they went through. And, I think sometimes people hear so much from their own families that didn't happen, and they almost begin to doubt themselves. So it's very validating for someone to share their story and then have someone say, that happened to me too. So that's kind of where Thinking Moms Revolution started. Back when we first started, we really thought about becoming a not-for-profit. That's where our hearts were. It wasn't possible for us to start that way. The process, the paperwork were just, you know, out of scope at that point. So we spent the last couple of years working on this in the background, and I think nothing really is accidental in terms of what happens. And I think we have such a strong base of followers at Thinking Moms Revolution that this was actually, Team TMR became a natural next step for us instead. Today is the launch of our TeamTMR.org website. And if you go on there, you will see a number of things. I think probably the most exciting thing is the launch of a grant program that will help families that have been in the fight for a while, too. Not just if you're newly diagnosed, but if you have been doing this for a while and you want to try a treatment, but you're completely financially tapped out, how do you get that treatment to your child? Well, this might be an option.
Oh, Helen, like this is great news. Really breaking news here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is April 1st, and we're not fooling you about anything today. We're not even going to try. We're going to bring out the good stuff for you. Spring is in the air in the Northern Hemisphere. And Team TMR is coming out to help you, a grant program. We're going to talk about that and other projects that the Thinking Moms are involved in. We've got links to their website directly. If you go to the show notes at robertscottbell.com, and please say thanks to those who make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. There are banners there. Please click them. We'll be right back.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only, without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're amazing. You are something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell. Bell. Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
Robert Scott Bell Show. Yeah, forget the NFL. We got Team TMR. That's right. The Thinking Moms Revolution. Doing great work out there, helping families that have been impacted by vaccines or other things that have damaged the children into the autism spectrum. And we are continuing now with Helen Conroy, Executive Director of the Thinking Moms Revolution. They got Team TMR, which is a new evolution, part of their revolution. And we're talking about it. She just mentioned there's a grant program. There's all kinds of things. We'll be together with a lot of the folks from the Thinking Moms Revolution and Team TMR at Autism One. There may be other events. Helen, you can let us all know about, maybe in other cities where people will be. But I hope that everybody plans to be in Chicago with us in May for Autism One. So welcome back, Helen. Thank you.
Thanks. Yes, so we'll be in Chicago for Autism One. We love that conference. All of us have learned a great deal about how to heal our kids from that conference. So, yes, we will be there. Look for us. We actually, as part of Team TMR, we have a group of women that we're calling TMR 2.0, or T2 for short. They've actually written, they've donated chapters to Team TMR, and they've written a book called The Evolution of a Revolution, From Hope to Healing, How Thinking Parents Are Recovering Their Children and Uncovering the Truth. And they will be there to talk about the ebook as well. And that ebook is pretty cool. It'll be available this summer. But there are a lot of recovery stories in that. And I think when we wrote our book, we, most of us were still in the middle of, you know, trying to get our children well. We had some people, you know, Kim Spencer and, Marissa from Malaysia, they had recovered their children. But a lot of us, you know, were newer or, you know, just a couple years in. This ebook will really talk recovery and how parents did it. And I think that's going to be really beneficial to the community, to inspire some hope and to maybe give some ideas to parents about how to get their own kids better.
Yeah, and we have a link to your blog, of course, in the show notes today at robertscabell.com. We'll take you right to Thinking Moms Revolution site and the announcement of the new team, TMR, as you call it, TMR 2.0 or T2. And I love that, except that you're not, the only thing you're terminating is bad information out there about what's harming our kids.
Yes, absolutely.
So as far as other events, I know that there are others. We had Talia on a little while back, maybe last week, I think. She was talking about an event in Austin, Texas, and so there are other things that are happening simultaneously or near the time of Autism One. I think in Miami there's another thing, other things we should know about.
There is. So in Austin, we will be at the Horse Boy Music Festival, and I think that information is on your website. We are really excited to be a part of that. There are the Give Autism a Chance Summit. We will be there as well, and that's also in Austin. And, yeah, May 20th, there is an event in Miami through the John Marco Foundation that will focus on Carrie Rivera and Andreas Kalker and the fact that she's recovered almost 150 children using, you know, CD and some parasite protocols. So, yeah, we'll be there as well. We're really excited about that.
Beautiful. Well, I'm thrilled to be back third year in a row for the Robert Scott Bell Show. I'll be lecturing again on modifications to my Silver Aloe Protocol gastrointestinal health recovery, as well as Dr. Rasha Bitar is coming back. He hasn't been at Autism One in a lot of years, and we're going to do something together. He's going to have a parents' workshop as well as a physicians or healthcare professionals' workshop. So we've got a lot of exciting things coming out. It's sort of like the seatbelts have been removed in a good way, where we can now move more freely. There's less defense and much more offense in terms of recovering these children.
Yeah, one of the things that we just got involved with is we've sponsored another event with Fearless Parent, and that's going to be a New Jersey event on May 3rd. And it's just talking about food and GMOs and organic and how does that, and it's really playing to more mainstream audience to try to bring them in to have them understand there is a link between some food allergies and autism and, you know, here's things that you can do. You don't want to go down the path that we've gone down. So, you know, here's how you can keep your kids healthy. So we can do that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in the differentiation between what the Thinking Moms Revolution was before and what it is now as a nonprofit, how does that change for you? Does the mission change really significantly? Is it a subtle shift, or is it just now that you can take donations that are tax deductible? How does this all work?
So the Thinking Moms Revolution is still an LLC, and Megan Davenhall has become president. She's taken over for me in that role. So she's going to lead us into the new frontiers. And there's some really exciting stuff that we are working on for Thinking Moms Revolution. We've got some new books that are kind of different and not on the market yet, things that, you know, we wished we had for our kids. So Megan will be taking the helm there. And then Team TMR, it's legally a different organization altogether, and it is a 501c3. It's tax-exempt. A few years ago, Dave and Lisa Goes had actually, I know you know them well, they had formed an organization called Team Together Everyone Aligns Medically. And it was, you know, a 501c3 organizations. So they had already done the legwork. But with TMR and that launch and taking off of that, they put the team or their team on the back burner. So it was really just an idea to come together, to bring team and TMR together and make that the not-for-profit vehicle that we could use to really give back. Because one of the things that we're always asked at Thinking Moms is, how do I join? How do I join you guys? What do I do? Like, do I fill out a piece of paper? And there was really nothing that, you know, join by reading us, you know, follow our blog. But, you know, other than that, there wasn't that much that we could say as an LLC. Now we can say, here's how you join. Donate. Organize an event. We can have the money go back to your local community, which is something that we heard over and over again. If I do an event for somebody, I want it to affect somebody I know. So we can find a way to do that where, you know, if you have an event in a certain town, we can try to get the money to go back to people in that area, so that they're directly benefiting, that they're seeing the benefit of what they're fundraising for.
Is that the part of the grant program you're talking about? Because, look, meeting some of these families, they've been almost bankrupted, is searching for ways to restore or recover their children, and a lot of the biomedical treatments and detox treatments may not necessarily be covered under any insurance, even Obamacare, in any form. So would this provide for some support in this way directly to help the kids, or how do you see this grant program working out?
The grant program will work very much like what you said. There's an application right on the website that you will fill out. Tell us what you're looking to do, why you want to do it, what you've done before. You know, we want to make sure that you're going to commit to doing what we're going to fund, but we've really tried on the application to cut out as much red tape as possible. Income isn't a qualifier because I can tell you so many of us, you know, make a good living but become tapped out. You know, when you hit all the reserves that you have and you've put, you know, run up your credit cards and you've pulled your 401k, but you still have, you know, your mortgage and your school and everything else to pay, what do you do?
Right.
You know, we're trying to make it so that, you know, it's not just for people that have severely low income, but if, you know, you have something that you want to do that's expensive, that you know will help your child, will help you, you know, we're going to help you do it. And one of the things that we've actually done, it's not up on the site yet, it will be rolled out in the next few weeks, is a page called Ask the Experts. And it was really inspired by Talia, or Tex, interviewing people. So what we've had is some of the Team TMR girls, or T2 girls, they've started to interview different practitioners that they use and like, in all different modalities. There's some, you know, pediatric gastroenterologists, there are homeopaths. There are all different practitioners being interviewed, and those will go up on the site so that if a parent is interested in a certain practitioner in a certain treatment, they can go right to the site and take a look and hear it from the person who's doing that, and they'll get a feel for, is this something that I want to do? Like, do I want to work with this person? So maybe it'll eliminate some of the guesswork that happens as well.
Nice, nice. Well, it's really serving the community well. I was just also thinking about the vast amount of information being flooded from all different sources, and some from what we call the old media or mainstream media, and some organizations that have became darlings of that in regards to the autism issue. How do you navigate the ones that are pharmaceutically conflicted, like I perceive autism speaks to be?
You know, we really make a point of not getting involved in any of that. I think we keep our heads down and do our own work. And I think in the end, that all comes out. I mean, I've seen on my own page, you know, lots of blue light bulbs with slashes through them because people don't support that. So at some point, you know, that will become more mainstream. We're certainly not here to bash anybody else. We see a need in the community that's not being filled, and we want to hit in that niche. We're definitely not in competition with any other organization. In fact, a lot of the Thinking Moms, you know, Mentor for TACA, or, you know, our Rescue Angels for Generation Rescue, or Love the NAA and Autism One conferences. So definitely we're not looking to be in competition, but I think just like anything, if I have a base of people that are outside the autism world and I say give to this organization, they may or may not. But if I say give to mine, they probably will. So, you know, it's really reaching out past our immediate community into people and, you know, that aren't really affected by autism, but having them understand it and give so that families can recover and live a nicer life.
Well, Helen Conroy, God bless you and all the thinking moms out there and the thinking moms-to-be. If you've just heard this for the first time, go back and listen to any of the archives. We've been covering this for a long time and had many of the TMR, now also known as Team TMR, for the nonprofit sector. And you can donate, you can support them, you can participate and contribute in many ways. We've got the links up in the show notes, once again, at robertscottbell.com. And, Helen, we'll obviously be staying in touch with you and the organization and everybody involved to keep the word getting out. And we look forward to seeing you getting big hugs and giving big hugs at Autism One.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, that's Helen Conroy from Team TMR. Check it out. When we come back, we've got to start tiptoeing to the what? Oh, no. Passing Gas 101. What could this mean? Are we going to have to talk gastrointestinal health? You got it.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica,
as well as
Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st-century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart and Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Like hearing from the thinking moms, you know that, and seeing them's even better. And we're going to get together, as I said, up in Chicago for Autism One. AutismOne.org, check it out. Also, AutismDefined.net. We'll give you some quick references to Dr. Batar and I, what we'll be doing up there as well. So thanks again to Helen Conroy. And, well, now we got to talk about gastrointestinal health. There's some major breaking news next hour about validating humble old homeopath with an attitude, RSB. On the issue of GI health. We'll get to that. But passing gas, I know, it's an indelicate topic. Unless you've been married a long time, then you guys, you know, cross-compare. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Absolutely. Turn out to each other.
Yeah. What did you do, honey? Step on a duck? What was that? What was it? No. All right. Passing gas 101. What your flatulence patterns mean for your health. I think we need Ty Bollinger in here for this one, but he's too busy doing other people's taxes. He's got the CPR going for the CPA. But passing gas 101, what your flatulence patterns mean for your health. Now, everybody, come on, let's be honest. Everybody passes gas, especially if you have a teenager. They do it on purpose just to annoy you. Yeah. You got kids, they're going to try to outdo each other. But it is, on average, 13 to 21 times a day, according to this study and or article here. The gaseous patterns actually speak volumes about your health, about your eating habits, and may serve as an indication of larger digestive health issues. So, if you produce mass quantities of foul-smelling gas, they say you might be eating too high, diet too high in fiber. Interesting. I don't know if that's the case. I mean, it could be other issues there. But perhaps we could look or listen to kind of get an insight as to, you know, what happens should you eat, let's say, pizza late at night that includes the polyvinyl chloride or other things that also go into the making of your yoga mat. And according to the bioacoustic analysis of it, it might sound something like this.
That's an unhealthy one.
That's not indicating good health. That means you might be eating the yoga mat. So don't do that. Yeah. Please don't do that. Another thing we might find is that if you eat too much, and you know, and it could be pizza, it could be even something good for you, and you don't drink enough water, you're not hydrated enough, what happens is you can't break down certain things, certain proteins, and then what happens is it putrefies. You know, it gives off these gaseous emissions because it's not digested, not absorbed, and it's going to transit on through the GI tract. So the bioacoustic analysis, if you're not high, you know, particularly Robert's water, go to robertswater.com so you can hydrate. Don't be afraid to drink water. It's not going to dilute the stomach acid. It's a myth. We'll get to that in a moment. But we have a bioacoustic analysis of another unhealthy sound you do not want to hear.
I can tell there's a lack of Robert's water in that one.
You can tell that. You're really good at this.
I can. We're very scientific on this show. You know.
Well, actually. Now, if you get my book, Unlock the Power to Heal with Ty Bollinger, and we talk about a lot of great things in there. And thank you to Roseanne Lindsay, who put a nice comment up. Again, we're still fishing for five-star reviews on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. That'll help get the word out on this. It's not a huge book, but it's chock full of great information, and the protocols are worth their weight, as you know, if you know what I mean. And so if you go on the Silver Apple Protocol, you do the probiotics, you take the supplements and things, then it changes the gaseous emissions. Sometimes you might not have any at all, but you might gain some level of control that most people couldn't even think to achieve in this regard. And so we want to play for you the bioacoustic analysis of those that have a healthier GI system, thanks to the things we're trying to do for you here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Are you ready for this, Super Don?
All right, let's hear it.
All right, cue the music.
Wow, that is a healthy gut right there.
I can't even do that yet. We all have some work to do. Oh my God!
All right. Well,
how did you get
go.
That? How did you get that? That's amazing. Actually,
that is just the healthiest gut I think I've ever heard in my life.
That was actually a secret recording at TMB's CPA office. He's working so diligently on everybody else's taxes that Ty just said, "Hey guys, you got to listen to this. You know, pull my finger," and that's what happened. You know, I'm gonna get it tomorrow when we go outside the box Wednesday. And don't say any outside the butt jokes. That's not where we're going. No, we're not going there. All right, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Hour one is down. We got another hour to go, and we've got even more gastrointestinal health healing discussion. I can't promise you that we're going to have any more of those noises you just heard. Maybe you've had enough of them, and you're okay with that. But we'll be back. Leaky gut. We're going to talk about it. Statins and men's sexual health. Yeah, that too. Medical marijuana refugees and NFL teams and cheerleaders. What does it have to do with one another? They all somehow remind us that the power to heal is yours. At least they remind me of that. I don't know why. We'll be back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.